Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
You know, they use our mics.
I know.
And they turn it down.
I know. I'm going to kick Pete Schwabas. I stopped in and saw Pete last night. I came here to borrow that phone charger because my phone charger died.
Oh.
How long should a phone charger work? I've had it since, you know what? I got it right before I went deer hunting. So that was November.
Yeah. They're cheap. You can find them all over
the
place.
They're like $20.
No. I don't know. Whatever.
At Cellcom, they were.
Yes.
Okay. Can you trust those ones from the gas station? I mean, your life's on the line. You're stranded out in northern Idaho. Can you
rely on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I got them all over the house. But yes, they I don't think they last long. And when they stop working, don't like move the cord. Just throw them out.
Okay, let me ask you this. You've been all around the world, all these different countries. Pretty much. Did you drive in Italy?
I did not. Okay. I did not drive in Italy.
Did you drive in any foreign country, European country?
Yep.
What's it like?
It's weird. It's different.
Okay.
It's super, super different.
That's what I thought.
Left-hand side, but it doesn't take long, and it's like, yeah, I get it.
But how fast are they going? Are they very aggressive? And
a lot of roundabouts.
Oh, really? In Europe?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, a lot of roundabouts.
Okay.
Really, in Italy, of course, you've been there more than I have.
Never been there.
Really?
I've never been to Italy.
A lot of scooters.
Yeah. Vespas.
Huh?
Vespas.
Yeah.
Remember the old Vespa?
I don't
remember the Vespas?
Yes.
You know what a Vespa is? Every movie ever made in Italy in the 60s and 70s, people drove around in Vespas. Right, Todd?
Yep.
And they made a big comeback here, actually, a few years ago.
Okay.
You know Vespas? They got the kind of like the thing in front. Kind of like what it is.
Well, I was calling that a scooter.
Yeah,
it's called a
scooter, but
Everybody has those. I mean, and I mean everybody.
Yeah.
Or they walk, and they are a healthier culture than we are. And it helps a little bit because they have that olive look to them. They're just super healthy people, and they walk everywhere, and they take Vespas everywhere. It just, you know,
see, right there. Look what Todd. That's exactly a Todd. Thank you.
Okay. We could get one like that because it's got a sidecar.
I would like that.
And it's got the green, too.
I would like that.
Jim Drive, get ticket.
I like that a lot. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, so I'm still, you know, looking at going to Italy.
You got to go.
I know. But I was going to go a few years ago and something happened, yada, yada. But here's what I'm getting at. So I read this thing about going to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it said, be careful because there's a lot of places you're going to probably want to go and you're going to have no service in those mountains and everything. And if you're relying on Google Maps, that they can get really haywired and people really end up in bad situations. So if you ever used, like, you know, your Google, you know, your maps on your phone, have you ever used that driving in a foreign country, and is that an issue?
Okay. That I wouldn't know. When we went up to Assisi, which is obviously, you know, out in the boonies a little bit. Took a bus.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would drive alone around. I don't know if I would do that.
European country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
There's tons of tours, though, you can jump on and get
I know, but, you know, I want to go see, like, where my grandfather lived and things. Like,
my brother did that in Germany and did that.
Go to your family. Dom did that in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should put that.
But my daughter, who's been to Italy several times, says you shouldn't drive.
She
said, these guys are serious, and they're going to give you the bird, and you're going to get mad, and yada, yada, yada.
Well, I say that about you in Wisconsin, so she's probably onto something.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that has an issue behind the wheel. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Right, Todd?
Okay.
I mean, how many tickets do you have, and how many tickets do you have?
I've got, I think in 2003, maybe I got one. Yeah. And that's because I was late to pick my son up from school. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people have gotten two tickets in 10 minutes? None.
Man, none. Really? Come on. Good morning,
none,
John.
None. Good morning, Marston. How are you, sir? Good to see you. So anyway, okay. Happy Friday to you.
Yes, it is.
Got a text there, lots of roundabouts. Sounds like the pier. Hey.
Hey, speaking, I
don't like roundabouts. I got to be honest.
Oh, no,
I understand all this, but that one out on West Mason Street.
That's tough.
Just before you get to like where Festival and everything is,
yep.
I'm always confused in that one.
Stay in your lane.
And I just hope everybody else going around that one knows what they're doing.
Stay in your lane. It doesn't look like you're staying in your lane when you veer off to the right, but stay in your lane. I told you, I feel like I'm teaching my kids how to drive. Just stay in your lane. They're so safe. And you don't have to stop. I hate sitting at red lights. Hate it. And the accidents that happen in roundabouts are, you know, fender benders, but there's no T-bones. I mean, the serious injury in roundabouts is like minimal compared to
what
the intersection was.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying I personally struggle with them at times.
But then what you should do is, you know, well, maybe now, probably before work, though, or on a Saturday, get up at 5 o'clock, which you normally do.
Okay, let me write this down, because I'm going to do this.
No,
go ahead.
And just go and drive through the roundabouts.
Note to self, wake up tomorrow morning at 5 and drive through roundabouts.
Back and forth, and get comfortable
with it. Pretty good chance I'm going to be doing that at 5 tomorrow morning.
There's a random car through roundabouts this morning.
You just...
Yeah, I've seen them, too. Is that the one with the smashed-in front end?
People, they're great. They move traffic, which is what I like.
I kind of feel bad for the guy. It's like an elderly gentleman just driving aimlessly,
right? In like round
and round. Front end is smashed in. Obviously, he's not a good parker.
Good Lord, I think it's
oh
mino.
My God, it's mino. Oh, you know what, fellas? Just give him a ride home. Give him a break.
No, we could use more. We could use more of those. Problem is, they do take up a little bit more real estate than.
I wouldn't want to be a trucker going through some of those things.
That's not designed for truckers. That's why you know they start off so beautiful with all the paved brick,
and then all of a sudden they get torn up.
Yeah, they do.
But they don't have any choice.
They don't.
I mean, that's such a tough.
Well, they could make larger roundabouts, but
that's what I mean. But I mean, for what they have right now, that's tough. That's tough. I give them all the right away in the world. The big trucks, I really do.
Okay. I think what we should have done with all this infrastructure money that we spent a gazillion, billion, quadrillion dollars on is we should have made two venues to get somewhere, one for cars and one for trucks. Trucks cause it. Just they throw off a lot of water. They jackknife. They scare people. And I think if we would have just built, instead of this high-speed rail, which I don't think is going to catch fire, is just build a dedicated lane, two lanes for trucks, and then three or four lanes for cars.
Oh.
That would reduce accidents significantly. I don't know why we didn't do that.
That's a great idea.
It is.
That really is.
It is. And I just think about just that drive to Indiana or something, just to take the trucks off the road.
Yeah, I don't, you know what, though?
They start so slow.
Yeah, I know, but it's almost like what Tracy and Peter Flukey said the other day, though. Professional drivers, professional truckers, no problem with. Courtesy, gave them space, whatever. It's these other kind of yahoos who are, you know, want to be cowboys behind the wheel.
A little bit
of customer, but the professional truckers, she has no problem with.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Well, I'm pointing
Yahoo's behind the wheel.
Pointing at Jim.
Look in the mirror right here, Jim. Look at the camera.
The dedicated lanes.
Hi, my name is Jim. I'm a Yahoo driver.
The other thing I would do is, like Webster Avenue is a great example of a really well done piece of infrastructure for our city, but you've got the dedicated bike lanes, you know, kind of, you got the dedicated car lanes nice and wide. You got the green space in between. And I don't know why we didn't do that. Instead of, I don't know, I just trucks, and I love truckers. I understand 30% of goods and commerces are on a truck somewhere. I get that. However, I think trucks off the road would really reduce serious accidents. When you read about those accidents, you see how.
But you got to have truckers. Truckers are the lifeblood of the country.
John, you weren't listening.
They're like the arteries of the country.
They are.
And trucks off the road are pretty much trains when you think about it.
That's not going to happen.
And they don't even get us started on trains.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not a train guy. What?
Okay. Yeah. About how long you have to sit here on Shano.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the trains, if it's taken over by, you know, Canadian National, they.
Forget about it.
Yeah, they could care
less. Canadians.
Us, yeah.
Hey, we got to deliver the goods, eh? What are you crying about? Are you a crybaby? You want a hockey player? I'd take you into the corner. I'll tell you what. I'd give you for the what you know there. I'll tell you what.
Anyway, roads, I love them. And you can raise my taxes for good roads.
But there's not enough room to expand and make them bigger.
That's,
I mean, you're going into somebody's yard.
It's expensive.
I'm just saying. It's a great idea, but it's 60 years past its time.
Well, then you may have to spend a little bit of money on acquiring right away.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, thank you for that. Is that what your platform's going to be when you run again?
No. If somebody would be running and say, look, you know, I'm going to work on road and highway infrastructure, if they would say, look, I'm going to get a high-speed rail, some guy said,
but high-speed rail, you talking train? What are you talking when you say high-speed rail? Yeah. I mean, why don't you just call it a train? What is it? It sounds like something in Japan.
Well, high-speed rail, yeah, I don't know, but do you really call that, like in Minneapolis, right? You get out of the Hilton, you jump on the train?
Well, at airports, you kind of do. Is that what you mean? When you get on those?
Those
are kind of cool. I like that.
But they're awesome.
I like that a lot.
They're great.
I never know if I'm getting off exactly where I'm supposed to be, but it's fun for the ride.
Just look up at the airport, like Atlanta.
I don't pay a lot of attention to details.
No, you don't. You don't. But there's just, ask somebody where they're going and say, look, I have to get off at whatever this, and they'll
tell
you.
One time I was in Toronto, I ended up going through customs twice. So I got in the wrong lane when I got out. That was good. It's nothing more fun than going through customs. And the only thing more fun than going through customs is when you're going into a foreign country and you go through twice. They don't look at that suspiciously at all.
I think the Canadians could be a little nicer.
I do too.
You know, because everybody thinks they're nice people, but
thank you. Even at the borders, like going up in Sault Ste. Marie, going across the border, nasty.
I don't know if they're nasty. They could be nicer, I think.
Nasty. And I know guys that were going fishing up there and made smart aleck remarks.
Yeah, they don't like that. They don't like that.
No. Pull over there, right?
That is.
And they had all their fishing. They had to take everything out of the car.
And don't you feel like saying, look, you guys would be nothing
without
us.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, what, 80, 90% of Canadians live within, what, a few miles of the border? I mean, they would be nothing without us. And it's like, we're coming over there to fish or to maybe do a little sightseeing or maybe have some, you know, try something different. And it's like, come on. I mean, whatever. I think they could be nicer. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. The guys at the international gates could be nicer. I agree with that.
The Canadians are great.
But in general, Canadians are fantastic. Mm. I'm basically Canadian. So you're saying I'm nice. Those are my people. Canadians are my people. We speak the same language.
Yeah. No, I did say that. I was talking about
there this morning, eh? You going to show?
Cross guards. I mean, that's the cross guards need the security guards. Okay. Yeah. Hey, this is going to be fun today.
We've got a lot of cool stuff today. Yes.
I just want to say that we talk a lot about events today, but one of the things that's coming up is that whole Jimmy Buffett epic. We're going to talk about that.
Great.
Of course, Mark's here again. And I know Christie's coming in. I don't know, who are they bringing in? Who's this
Adam Lee
guest? Oh, Adam Lee's coming in.
That's
that guy's
our Garth
awesome.
Brooks guy.
That's right. We talked about that.
We got to make him sing Bella Woods. I'm going to do a harmony with him on the shores of Cheyenne.
Okay, we'll do that during the break.
Okay. We got to sit for a quick break.
Okay.
Mind of the Mayor, it's a Friday, which means it's a special show. Stay with us back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 35 in Appleton, 36 in Usk. You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We got a big, big show coming up today. First thing we're going to be talking about is Meet Me in Margarita Bay. It's a very cool event. Tribute to Jimmy Buffett to benefit the new community shelter. Yeah. Friday, April 19th at the Epic Event Center featuring the Land Sharks Band.
That Land Sharks Band is like the band. I mean, some of these guys have played with Jimmy Buffett. So we got some people coming in to talk about that. But that, and I tell you what, the timing on this couldn't be better. Isn't it time to put on like a...
Get over with winter. I'm with you.
It's going to be fun.
Done.
And then the food there, we'll talk about this when they come
out. It's like winter hats. Last little hurrah to let us know how bad-assed you could be if you want to be. You're right. You win. Now can we move on?
Right. So it's some pretty cool events coming up here. And Christy's going to talk about some other things coming up in the next 2 weeks. But, yeah, this is one that, you know, you kind of want to plan for a little bit because this is a big event. There's going to be a lot of people there. You're going to meet a lot of just cool people in Green Bay are going to be hanging out there at Margaritaville.
Well, you're going to be hanging out there. So, I mean, well, how much cooler
are
you? Aren't you going to wear, the pirate costume?
No, you know what I'm wearing? Because you just wear those, like, what are those shirts called that, you know, like those Hawaiian shirts, right?
Yeah.
And I've got one that I bought that it's a Hawaiian shirt, but it has some Packer logo on it. It's a cool shirt.
Now, wait a minute. I thought we were going to raise money with you to pair it costume.
Ready? So did I.
Take pictures with the mayor for like $20.
So did I.
Goes to the new community shelter.
We got you have a parrot sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah, we got a parrot there.
Okay. No, no, no. I'm talking about you.
You.
In a parrot costume. Idea.
Oh, in a parrot costume?
Yes, we talked about
that. No, you guys talked about that when I was on vacation.
No. You're here.
Because we were, you're like, oh, how can we promote this? And Todd came up with the idea. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Todd's a marketing genius.
I'd give $100 for that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. Well, we have the
just give me a little kind of thing. Do that for me.
I'm the mayor.
There's other cool stuff we're doing. We're
second city council. As the mayor. As a Lawrence Welk.
I mean, this is a huge fundraiser. We're gonna make a lot of money.
That might work.
Think about it.
We'll talk to them. They're going to be coming on. And you got Mark coming on again.
Mark Houston, his sidekick. Mark is in Arizona right now. He sent me cool things he wants to talk about, which is going to be very cool. Looking forward to that. We got the Monster Jam people.
Yeah.
The Resch Center. We got some tickets we're giving away. We got MJ
Solorio, I believe. Yes.
MJ Solorio from Monster Jam coming at the Resch Center. That thing is so popular.
That is unbelievable.
It always has been.
It's like an
automatic.
That was whoever came up with that. Like, I'm sure somebody said nobody's going to go to that. That thing is unbelievable. That's very, very cool stuff.
Yes. Yeah. You know what's very popular in your part of the world where you're born and bred?
Mm-hmm.
Tractor pulls.
Yeah.
I've never been to a tractor pull, but man, did you know that there's like a cult type thing of, well, we're John Deere people.
We're
so-and-so Armistice, people.
Whatever that is.
So-and-so people.
Yeah.
And they like don't intermix.
Yeah.
It's like, I did not, Todd, did you know this?
Yeah, they.
That they were like.
Allison Charmer stuff. Yes! And that, yeah, there's, that is true.
It's like gangs.
Well, it's gangs, it's kind of like, you know, Chevy Ford. Those guys are just, you know, I would never buy that.
That's what I mean.
That's the only thing I would buy. My dad had one, my grandpa, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
You know what Ford stands for? Found on the road, dead.
Remember those days? Yeah, I thought it was.
Fix or repair daily.
I thought something else too. I'm like, please don't go there.
No, I wasn't gonna do that one. No, I wasn't gonna do that one. But I had no idea that tractor enthusiasts were the exact same way.
Yeah, I'm not. I've been to tractor pulls.
But you agree, don't you?
I do. I totally agree with that. I get, you know, and I think that says a lot about anything like that. This passion for your industry,
whatever it is. Yeah.
You have it in sports, and you know, I have it a little bit in politics. But I think that's cool that people get into it and they. Because their dad was into it. These kids grow up, you know, around the kitchen table talking about it and going out to these events. And they're like there. And then they become 18, 19. They're really into it. So, yeah, it's cool.
But I'll tell you the truth. I don't think my dad ever bought anything other than a Chevy.
Yeah, I don't.
All the way back, I don't think he ever bought anything but a Chevy. And I don't ever remember him saying he didn't like Ford or nothing or didn't like Mercury, didn't like whatever.
Oh.
But for whatever reason, that generation of people, they didn't want to like... experiment. It's like, wow,
that is true. They were creatures of habit. 58 boy,
Chevy I had. I'll tell you what, that was a good car by God. I'll tell you what, I'm buying another Chevy. And that's the way it was.
It was.
My dad had a Rambler for a while, but other than that, he was a Chevy guy.
Yeah.
The one car he bought that was not part of remember the AMC Pacer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was.
He got it for really cheap. Bowl.
I believe that.
And that's the car I learned to drive on. So imagine all the chicks I was picking up in high school.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, my.
In the fishbowl.
My era, too, came out with. My era went
Pinto.
From the coolest cars ever made. The Camaros, the GTOs, the Firebirds.
Mm-hmm.
They were just
cars.
Spectacular.
Those are good cars.
And then they even did the knockoffs, the Roadrunners and some of those cars. You remember?
Yeah, but the Camaro
like
was
the cheaper. Yeah, they're a cheaper version.
Camaros were
dumbed
awesome.
Down version a little bit. Awesome. Camaros are just still. Yeah. I still think Firebirds, Pontiac Firebirds are the greatest cars ever made.
Yep.
That and GT. But anyway, what I'm saying is then.
Pinto.
With the, like in 73 or whatever, the oil embargo, then everything was. How much mileage you get with this?
Right.
Before it was how fast can this go?
Yeah.
Then it was how many miles. Yeah. And they came out with the crappiest cars. Remember the Yugos?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Remember those made in like Yugoslavia? Those were the worst cars ever made.
Yeah. I remember there was a comedian that went around at the time. It may have been Jay Leno. But he basically said, if you get a Yugo and you get into an accident, you go. That's basically what he said.
Oh, it's terrible.
I
think that's the worst car
they
ever made.
They were so light.
That so
they could
light.
Stay in. Yes.
Yeah.
And
Well, my dad told me, you know, he worked with iron ore mines all his life and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they used to deal with the guys from Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company. You know, and they were talking about that, whereas how many cars are now made from, like, X tons of like iron ore once it goes through the whole process, the steel mill, but they got it all figured out. He said it's about half of what goes into, because they were stamping them so much thinner than they used to in the 70s. It's unbelievable. So the mines were making like half as much money because the same amount was producing two cars versus one car.
Yeah, and a little bit with the fiberglass too, right?
And the fiberglass, they're all rolled out so different. But that was that era when the mines kind of shut down for a while. It's like, oh, we have to readjust this.
Yeah.
Those cars were so crappy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We did go from
the Pacers, the Ramblers, the Yugos, some people, Texas, you order some of the other really crap cars of the 70s.
Those Pintos were
remember
big.
Remember the Gremlins?
Gremlins.
That was AMC, too.
Absolutely. The Gremlins. Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were based on what, Kenosha? AMC?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that shut down. Yeah. Right?
They were making all those cars, weren't they?
Yeah.
But the Pinto, then... Was it 60 Minutes or somebody did a big story on them that
was
people
junk.
Like getting hit from behind at like 20 miles an hour, the car would explode?
Right. Kaboom. Right.
it's amazing God. How we went from those land yachts. You know, my dad was a
remember
bigger guy.
Remember the Oldsmobile Cutlass?
We had a
440. I had a Cutlass. Yeah. Those had the biggest engines there
those
were.
Those were awesome cars.
Oh, my God.
I loved that
I can't
car.
Even. Oh, that's why you say speedometers should have 140 on them.
60.
160, because those had something like
well,
that.
Well, they're at 140.
And, so did the GTO my brother had was 140.
Those cars, though, I mean, you got to admit, when you were, you know, maybe let's say you got up to three digits, they were on the road
I wouldn't
smooth.
Know that. Yeah. Todd, would you know that?
I mean, where do you go to do that?
I've never done three digits in my life.
Me either.
Woodland Drive.
In my life.
Woodland Drive.
I can honestly say
I think everybody in Manitowoc.
Quick poll. Texters.
Oh,
quick poll.
Give me a break.
Did you ever hit three digits in your car? I never have.
All right, if you've hit three digits or you haven't, make sure and text in right now. Download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW, and text in.
We're trying to...
Have you ever gone 100?
I'm trying to show you that you are an aberration.
No, because cars, even those big Chrysler's...
My brother had a big Riviera. Remember the Buick Riviera?
That's another great
those
car.
Are nice.
Those are smooth,
oh,
heavy.
They was.
Those
so
Rivieras.
Heavy, so long.
Those are great.
And it had the thing where you cover up the headlights,
totally.
Push the button. And
that's
what's his name got
in
Roadhouse,
cars.
The original Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze. He knew somebody was going to smash in his headlights with a baseball bat. Oh. We're going to send a quick break. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Friday's our fun day here. Stay with us. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a good-looking Friday morning out there. Like I said, it's 37 degrees or 36 degrees in Oshkosh, 35 Appleton, 34 Green Bay. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available, guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable.
Doesn't
it's
he
the
do a good
best
job with
both
this?
Worlds.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's he is. Just keep going, John.
I want to go
this.
Get windows.
Right.
Actually, you want to know, Todd, you'd get a kick out of this. I was watching some movie. And it was based on the radio shows they used to have back in the day. And I would like to have been that announcer that's off to the side. He's not one of the radio actors. And now, as the clock struck midnight, Bob and Cheryl returned to the enchanted cottage. Oh, Bob, isn't this lovely?
Oh, that, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he would be the guy doing all the things. Then the sound effects guys with the...
Yes.
Suddenly, they heard faint footsteps. The doorbell rang.
Obviously, he had a horse with him.
A dog started barking in the distance. Arr, arr, arr,
what's called dog bark?
Arr. 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 The horse started whining.
All right, back to Pella. But anyway, I was complimenting you on how well you do. And you,
a strange
you
just, man
you kinda,
from a foreign
you,
country.
You kind of ran a little deep with
said
that.
Hello.
But, okay.
Hey there, how you doing? You ever been to the Ute before? We got the sauna right over here. We got what are you going to eat tonight or what? You got there some pasties?
All right.
What do you think?
I think you'd be great at that.
Todd?
Let's finish the ad.
Radio?
Okay.
Yeah, our
see,
own radio series.
Just a quick compliment, John. You're doing a good job. And he goes off for 3 minutes. On
at Pella, we see windows differently. They have the highest rate energy efficient products, a complete range of durable, functional, and high quality products that bring out the best of your home. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get zero interest for up to 30. 30- 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payment. 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Get zero interest up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest if you book before April 30th. April 30th. Pella is rated number one by local homeowners as the window brand that stands behind their products. Take ownership of your living space. Make it a place worth living with. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Awesome. How's our poll going here, Todd, in regards to if you've ever driven three digits? No. 95%. Yes, 5%.
5%.
Do you see your anomaly now?
Nope.
Okay.
5% nope. People being honest. Would you, like, if you said how many people
It's an anonymous post.
How many people have...
Have either of you two ladies ever driven 100 miles an hour?
They're not going to tell you, John. They're these are
yes,
good.
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
Well, I probably pushed it, but
I'm telling your mom.
Getting here today?
They know. Believe me, my dad's insurance
went up. The bridge was up and the train was going across.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's move on from the 100 miles an
hour. Now it's 85 to 15, so you're gaining.
Gaining. People being more honest. Like, if you say, Johnny, if you did a poll, have you ever... raided a garden, or if you ever stole anything, people would say no.
But if you would have raided my dad's garden, he would have shot you.
Yeah, that.
I'm not even kidding. He would have shot you.
Did you do that when you were a kid?
Hell no.
You never. Oh, I don't believe that.
Old my up in the UP, you go raid some old Finlander's garden. Are you kidding me?
Carrots and kohlrabi.
No. Those guys. Oh, well, that's fine. Got a text here. Yes, 120 in a Grand Am GT.
There you go.
Three digits. Yes, highway in Colorado and Utah. 77 Monte Carlo. That's another one we were talking
That's
about,
a
those
good
big
one.
Cars.
Monte Carlo.
And yes, we went 142.
That's fast.
That's fast. What was that in? That's got to be a vet or something. Wow.
A Mercedes.
All right. Did you ever drive through Montana?
I've been in Montana. I didn't drive through it. But
oh, because can't you go like 80 or Green Bay to Appleton? But.
Yeah. I think there it's 85, and then every mile you're over, it's $10. So if you drive 100, you're going to get, $150.
Okay. But hi, ladies.
I'd risk it. So anyway, yes, back to something more important and a lot more fun. Well, actually, driving fast is fun. This is fun, too.
No, it's not. And it's dangerous. And I highly not recommend it.
Okay. Well, if you're on a safe road.
Safe too late. I'm going through Rosendale or someplace. Yeah.
Okay.
Got this one. Slow down, Jim. No way in hell I would drive over 100.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so
does mom know? She's listening, right?
She
does.
Yeah,
she know this about you?
I mean, okay. Come on.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, she knows everything. So right. Best mom in the world. Mm-hmm. So okay, we are talking today. Fridays are fun days, and one of
the
things we talked about.
Did she watch that one show with the nun? That was on the other night. Did she watch a show?
What show?
I shouldn't. This is me. We've got some lovely crucifixes.
Don't.
You know what I mean?
No. Leave my mom alone.
We got some very nice statuettes.
Johnny, just
you can put on the dash of your car.
I have no idea what you're about that. I just want to say,
especially if you've got a son that drives really fast, you might need this.
My mom's the one who said
and
that Johnny Mino seems
mass cards for sale. I just think they got to be a younger, not somewhere along the line, is it? Hey, everybody, this is Sister Angelica. How are you? We have some beautiful crucifixes for sale here. We just brought them back from the Vatican City, and we're selling them for a great cause to help the orphanage in El Salvador. Please tell us.
Okay.
Sister Margaret?
We've got some lovely crucifixes for sale.
All right. We've got to move on. Sorry. We have some very special guests here.
Hello.
So, Fridays, we talk a lot about events that are going on and all the great things that are happening in Greater Green Bay. One of the events coming up, and I want you to mark your calendars, because this is going to be on April 19th at the Epic Center, which is a great venue for events, is Margarita Bay. It's like a tribute, a Jimmy Buffett celebration, and it is going to be a lot of fun. And the proceeds go to the new community shelter, which is the best homeless shelter in Brown County by far. Really lifts lives, helps people get back on track. But to fund that, they need money. And to give money, we always appreciate. But to have fun giving money is good for everybody. So we have this great event coming up Friday, April 19th. So Chris Olson and, of course, Terry Refsgaard, who is the CEO, are here to share some of the good things that are going to be happening on the 19th. Welcome.
You know, Terry, I bet for 30 years I called you Refsgaard.
I think you called me a lots number of pronunciations.
But I'm not even kidding. Until Jim just said that, I'm looking. It's like,
Is that right? Did you say it right? Did I say it right? All these years?
And I,
you never corrected me.
And I usually butcher
names.
Okay,
and I introduced you at a lot of events. And
yes,
so you never corrected. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty then.
But they're here, so maybe they could say something.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be different. Hey,
I would love to, but we're out of time. We got to go.
Sister Angelica, she might be there in a grass skirt. Really, you never know. You got to come and see.
She had it going on. Let me just tell you that right now. So tell us about this event. It sounds like so much fun. And Todd came up with a great idea to accentuate the fundraising efforts.
I love
it. By having
Jim. Let them talk. Let them talk. They're here. Okay.
I like that.
Thank you for being
in studio. Idea with the picture.
Everybody
does. I think that's good.
Yep. Let's talk about the event. This is going to be so much fun. And it's a perfect time of year. You can wear your, what do you call those? Like Hawaiian shirts
Hawaiian
or whatever?
Shirts, whatever you want. I mean, it's just a party atmosphere.
Caribbean shirts. Yeah.
We're going to have beach balls around. We're going to have four different food stations. Cheeseburgers, of course. Margaritas.
Because of the cheeseburgers in Paradise, John. Yeah. See, that ties back to Jimmy Buffett.
Thank you, Jim. I was wondering what that tie-in was.
Sponge cake.
Cheeseburgers. Part of every nutritious breakfast.
That's going to be
That's from Pulp Fiction.
You know, remember? This time of year, too, is I think we're all looking to get out. You know,
we were just talking about that. It's enough.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. And this'll
spring fever.
It'll kick off our spring. And, you know, only in Wisconsin do you... This morning I put on this lei with my shirt. Only in Wisconsin do you get your lei caught in the zipper of your winter coat.
And your down coat.
Right.
Your parka.
Yeah, we promise it'll be warm there, but we've got this great band coming in from Florida. They're called the Land Sharks. And there's a great interview on their website, but they actually played with Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
Buffett said they were a great band. He wasn't a good big fan of the copy bands.
Right.
But he
cover
really
bands.
That's what they're called. He really liked
he
them.
He called them copy bands.
And he said, you know, he even stole a couple of their endings of his songs because he liked it better. So,
oh, wow. That's the highest compliment you can give
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So they're going to be really, really great. I mean, they're not just some, you know.
You're right. But cool thing is, Parrot Heads, they're like Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead type people, I mean, the Deadheads, whatever.
They're dedicated.
Are so dedicated. It's incredible, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Tell about somebody on our committee.
Diane is from the president of the Green Bay Parrothead Club, which I never knew they had, but they
I didn't
have
either.
One.
What a following.
We got to get her on.
She
is
great. Work it out. We want to get her on.
She works at Bellmark. She's been to a couple of the steering committee meetings, and that's a cool organization. Not only do they love Jimmy Buffett, but they really stand for doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what he was all about, and they really like to give back like he did. And so they're all in on this event.
And they could kind of take over a bar. I've been in a bar where a bunch of them came in, and they manned the jukebox, and they played every Jimmy Buffett song, and they knew every single word to every single song.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do for Jimmy Buffett
songs. For Jimmy Buffett, that's true, but
Yeah, so he's a classic, but... it's all about just sitting back and having a great time eating and, you know, just dancing and having fun.
And get your picture taken with the mayor where he's in his parrot costume.
We do have, you know, that whole parrot. We have a live parrot, right? Don't you have a live parrot?
Yeah. Yes. We have a live parrot. His name is Charlie. He's going to be coming in for a while before the music starts so people can get their picture taken with him. And
does he talk?
I guess so. I'm going to meet him later today.
Oh, if he talks, you got to bring him in here.
Right?
I mean, if Jim's off, he could co-host. Yeah. No one would know the difference. Yeah. I love it. So, what's with these parking tickets?
So this is,
what's with these parking tickets? Yeah.
Okay. This is at Epic, which
I'm driving 100 here. It's 8 blocks away. Yeah. I got here in 40 seconds.
This is at Epic. It's just a great event, and the tickets are $100, which is... That's for what you're getting that evening. That's a whole evening from 5 to 10 p.m. with food and music. And this Jimmy Buffett music band, the bass player, one of the players is going to be, we have some guitars that we'll be auctioning or selling as well that he autographed. And there's just a lot of cool things that are going to be happening there. There's some Jimmy Buffett memorabilia. There's going to be just a lot of parrot heads. Of course, there's going to be probably a little bit of sing along with that band because, like, Chris said, everybody knows every word to his music. I have to brush up on that. But besides just a really fun evening, I mean, it goes to a good cause, Terry. I mean, where's the money going?
It does. The money goes directly to the New Community Shelter. We're a program-based shelter, so that costs money to put together. So The event sponsors the costs of, say, our case managers, our addictions counselor, everything that goes into providing the resources and the tools for our residents to be successful.
And I was just going to say, I just want to make sure I add that part, because, you know, you think of homeless shelters, you just think of it as a lack of better terms, as people use it, a flop house where somebody just comes to sleep at night and then wander. Whatever. You guys are not that. You guys do have living facilities for your people, but they have to basically earn their keep by cleaning, by doing things there. You guys really work with them to get back into society as a, you know, a viable option versus just laying around. To that's what separates you guys from a lot of other places that I've seen.
And that's where our case managers are important. They serve as coaches. You know, they're not doing the work for the residents, but they're making sure they have the resources to become self-sufficient and move out.
That's awesome.
And these case managers.
And, by the way, you showed me, Jim, but you showed me the Wall of Fame of the residents you had come through who achieved. I think that's awesome. And when's the last time these people had their picture up on a wall saying what a great achievement?
And they come back and volunteer, which that's full circle, man. That means they're out contributing, paying taxes, raising families, and then they come back and volunteer. But Johnny, the point that I kind of want to make, I mean, this is a great event. We're going to have a lot of fun, but it costs money to run a quality shelter.
Oh, no question about it.
Those caseworkers, they're not volunteers. These are schooled people, highly educated, that really know how to get people on a track back to getting where they want to be. And we're going to get that homelessness behind them. And you met Larry. He's been on our show, but he's, you know, an on-staff alcohol and drug counselor. That stuff does not come cheap. It's easy to run a flop house, right? You got a cot, give them a meal, go see you at 5 o'clock when you come back. But this isn't like that. This is programmed. They work harder than we do. I mean, they really put a lot into becoming successful, but it's a lot of work. It costs money. And this Margarita Bay fundraiser that, I mean, if you can't come, send money, but I mean, come and really enjoy it. There's a great group of people there. You know, obviously, you know, I told you festival and, you know, Havish and just
Packers.
They're just all, we got some great sponsors and you're going to meet some great people, have a lot of fun, but, and really support a really, really important cause. So Terry, what would you like to say?
Call the shelter for your tickets or go online.
Yeah.
And get your tickets on our website, newcommunityshelter.org. But it is going to be a great, fun event. So
keep giving us
tickets.
All the information. We'll plug this every single day from now until then. Every
awesome.
Day.
Guys.
It's a great event. Margaritaville at Epic. It's going to be phenomenal.
April 19th.
For a phenomenal cause. We're going to be pumping this, like you said, all the way through. Right. Thank you guys so very
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
and I can't wait for Jim to look like a parrot there. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back of us. Hey, welcome back. Hang on. Wrong headphones. Hello.
Go ahead, John.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. Always great having Chris Olson and Terry Ruff. See, now I'm going to mispronounce her name.
Ruffsgard.
I mispronounce it.
Yeah.
Reefsgard.
No.
She said Reef.
Nope.
Terry. Reef or Ref? Oh, it is Ref. Okay, see, I still got it wrong. Terry Refsgard,
right,
as a referee.
Is,
okay, yes. Terry Refsgard, new community shelter, Chris Olson, a place very near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
And it's a great event coming up for all Jimmy Buffett fans. What a fun night that's going to be. Oh, by the way.
The tribute band.
Let me tell you something about
foods,
the Epic, something that you and I talk about a lot.
Yeah.
They don't take cash, okay? So what they do, like if you want to buy a drink, you take your credit card over to another person, and you just put in how much cash you want, and they literally... No, they don't give you cash. And they'll give you like a card for that night.
Okay.
Yes.
And you just burn the card down.
Yeah.
And you just work off the card.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just so you know. Because, I mean, every place is different these days.
Yeah. Here, though, Johnny, you know, they got the tribute band, as we said.
Yeah.
All these favorite foods with the, you know, the cheeseburgers and some other stuff that ties back to his music, the photo opportunities. But you purchase a commemorative glass, and then that's free beer.
All night long?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
How much is the glass?
They're just leaving.
Texas.
And then that auction and raffles. There's some pretty cool stuff we got. So
very cool.
And we need to get out. And without traveling, we can just do that right here at the Epic
Check
Center.
Out Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-C, Shannon C at newcommunityshelter.org. Shannon at newcommunityshelter.org. Shannon C at newcommunityshelter.org.
Or you can always just call.
Or call.
437-3766. So.
Or you can fax. I didn't know anybody still used fax.
Yeah, well, there's...
Okay.
It's not the most sought after, but we got the machine. It's like, what the hell? Let's put it
I had a lot of companies call me when I'm back at my other place. There was this like, hey, we'd like to donate a fax machine.
Well, we get
thank you
some of that with a few other things. So, yes.
I bet you do.
But when people, we take, you know, like lamps and some furniture, because when people, you know, they're at the shelter for maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 months, you know, getting their act together and then getting a job and getting, saving up, you know, we like them to save, you know, 50%, 60% of their income. And then they got enough money to move out. Well, then they move out. They don't have enough to buy stuff.
So absolutely.
We will give them some lamps. Yep. We have a warehouse that we have some things and get them set up. And, so that's cool too.
Very cool.
But we don't provide them a fax machine.
That's
of course, they don't ask either. So,
but by the way, our 3 digits, no, 70%, yes, 30%. So you're getting smoked in this one once again.
Yeah. I think this is a weird question because I don't think people want to admit that.
They are, Jim, it's anonymous. They wouldn't be afraid to admit anything.
They're afraid, you know, we're going to send a cop over, give them a ticket.
Yeah, so. That ain't going to happen. All right, we got Nate Vandervest from Bellin Sports Medicine coming up talking about some very cool things. You got MJ Solarino from the Monster Jammer, gives away some tickets for that. We got Christy and Dennis for the weekend. What's up? We got live from the City Deck Landing Studios with Adam Lee, who we saw perform at the Meyer a couple of years ago when he did the Garth Brooks
treat. A couple weeks ago. You said a couple of years ago.
Oh, did I?
We saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. At the Garth Brooks tribute, he was sensational. So it's going to be great to have him in here.
He's like that guy from, your mama's band? What's the band that you?
Ask Your Mother?
Yeah, they both have good energy on stage.
Oh, man, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's...
Oh, Eric was unbelievable that night. I saw him last week.
And that, as someone who enjoys that stuff, you can tell if they're,
They're not phoning it in.
No, those guys work hard.
And you said at Carlton, you used to have a lot of people phoning it in.
Yes.
Who phoned it in the most? Was it Liberace you said one time?
No, I didn't see Liberace.
Oh.
No, he didn't phone. No, Liberace, man, he was awesome.
I just said that to like tweak you because you're such a Liberace fan.
I am.
Isn't he tough?
I think he's probably the most famous musician out of Wisconsin.
You like your voice even changes. Liberace, no.
He was an entertainer.
I'm gonna get that guy candelabra for the studio.
He was an entertainer. Dionne Warwick was mad.
I knew you were going to say her.
And she sat on the stool and didn't move.
Yeah.
She sang. She's got a beautiful voice. But she was upset about something. I don't know. Either the hotel or the food or the airfare or something. Just not airfare, but the air. She was not happy to be here. Here I am. And she said this, too, on stage, you guys. So, you know, the Carlton, when see 800 people or something. She goes, and here I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
No.
Yeah, she said exactly, like, very close to that. Yeah.
How to win over an audience.
Yeah. But people, you know, we were glad. I mean, the community was glad she was there. I mean, Dionne, she was great. But
see, Bill Cosby did a thing up in Marquette. I was talking to
him. He was here.
And we had him on a radio show in time with Murph. And we had him on like 45 minutes. He wouldn't stop talking. But they said he comes out and Bill Cosby. And he's sitting on a stool.
Yeah.
And he's smoking a cigar. And he sat there for like 10 minutes. Goes, where am I? Where am I? Where the hell? I don't know. It's all I saw was trees, and they said prepare for landing. I thought we're crashing into the trees. Where are you people live here?
Yeah.
So he just killed it though in a great way.
Yeah.
You know, just the opposite.
Yeah. And he was funny. Yeah, he was here. He though left at night and private and flew to Chicago for a party.
Now that we know about Bill Cosby, I'm not shocked about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but people would always tease Green Bay about, you know, like Milton Berle. You know, I flew in on one of those little planes. I looked out the window and saw Mattel.
Same thing,
You know, Mattel on a plane.
Yeah. We're still title town, biatches. So there, right?
Anyway, the Carlton, I miss that place. They really brought in some top.
I was never there. It burned down like when I first moved to town.
Yeah. That was, they really.
Carl, I heard about it. I mean, Johnny Cash.
Carl worked so hard. Oak Ridge Boys were there a lot. But just some great entertainment. And you read about these people now, and you know, that was a long time ago, but
I bet a lot of autographs went up in flames when that thing burnt down, huh?
I think he took a lot of that stuff home.
Oh, but I mean, sometimes they do it on the walls or they have their things. And, like, I'd love to research the Riverside Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been in, if you want to call it a green room, at the Riverside Ballroom? It's that little room behind the stage?
That
whatever you want to call it.
That holding area?
Yeah, the holding area. The holding pen. And again, I love the Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah.
But all the people that have autographed that wall, I would love to know who some of those autographs are.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, they did a good job there.
I mean, did Buddy Holly sign that? Did who? You know what I mean?
I think
that'd
yes.
be really interesting to see if somebody could figure it out logistically.
Yeah,
but who signed that wall?
They have some
over 100 years.
They have some great pictures of Buddy Holly in that room.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I still love that place.
Yeah, it is
Riverside Ballroom, one of my favorite places in Green Bay.
Yeah,
that to me is you're stepping in. And I was at the Heights again yesterday for lunch. Like I said, right? Alec Ingold of the New Orleans Saints who. Needs to start working out because I was standing next to him and he even said, "Man, I got to get in shape like you."
Oh, yeah, wow, he said that dude has lost it.
He's like, "Man, how many push-ups are you up to?" 4. Wow. We just had a quick break. We're gonna be talking some sports medicine with Nate Vanderess from Bellin Sports Medicine right after this.